Commentator Emily Wiley teaches 11th grade English at a New York City public school where all the students are girls. A few years ago, she was teaching 8th grade, and that means the 11th graders in her classes now were also her students 3 years ago.
I'm teaching a bad class. It's a reputation they've earned. Over the last couple of years, the reports I heard about them ranged from disappointing to horrific. I could see it myself. One of the cheeriest of my former students wept in the hallway nearly every day of her 9th grade year. I heard a story about another kid who stood up in the middle of class and yelled a really ugly obscenity, and then lied about it to the principal and her parents and got off scot-free. Clearly, they were becoming mean girls. Now that I'm teaching this group again, I see them more, and it's true, they are a bad class. Not in the classroom. I can still teach them English just fine. It's actually pretty easy to take all that personality and channel it to literature study. It's easy to find juicy questions about life and society and character to throw their way. And since I've told them over and over that they're really good at this work, they now respond with fine work habits along with good discussion. But it's the conversations I overhear from these kids that bug me. I hear about getting saucy, their new word for getting drunk, a lot. I'm pretty sure many of them are sexually active. And even if they're not, the Monday morning stories I hear about their dates makes both them and their boyfriends sound shallow and manipulative. It doesn't help that this class regularly uses language that is totally unedited from street to school. Mostly words I can't say on the radio. And if you call them on it, they seem really surprised that you'd minded and don't apologize. What really rankles me is that I feel like I'm teaching them only halfway. Why don't they seem as thoughtful about their own lives as they are about the characters in the novels we read? Unlike other classes I've taught, they seem to have no capacity or even desire for self-evaluation. Of course, there are a bunch of kids in this grade who are coming along just fine. I've got one girl in homeroom who is popular and self-aware enough to have plastered the logo "Virgin and Proud of It" on her locker door. And every morning I watch another quieter homeroom student observe the mean girls. She can barely contain her disgust, but she does. I love to catch her rolling her eyes at them. I don't want to say it's hopeless, but I really get the feeling some mornings that this bad class is a ship that has sailed, and that I can't do anything for them as people. It's not true, of course. In the classroom, I know they are learning lots about literature and writing, but I want to do both. When I started teaching, I thought that getting to talk about books all day long would be the most important aspect for me. But now I realize that getting to make better, more moral, thoughtful people is. I now know that this role is the one that people are talking about when they gush to me that teaching must be so fulfilling. It is, sometimes. But right now, with my bad class, it isn't.
Emily Wiley teaches English at the Young Women's Leadership School in Manhattan.